Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do you spell hunkabunka?
Just how it sounds.
Hunkabunka. Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
You're not the same kind, I don't think.
We are the same kind
of
guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I did it.
Did it work?
The first thing that I said to Colby is I hope he's nice to me, I think. Girls, we're live. Deep breath.
Storm is brewing.
It is indeed.
It's kind of cozy. I kind of like it.
It is very cozy and moody in here. Katie is
a summer storm.
A light flame burning in front of me that she almost tossed our SD card directly into.
So now we do this thing. I would say not always. Since like episode 5, we've done this thing where we always test the audio beforehand. We record like a short clip of all of us saying like testing or something so we can make sure everyone's mics are on, because we've had issues in the past where one mic is off or whatever. And we did the test. First of all, my microphone was off, so I'm glad that we tested, because I was just going to be cut from the episode. So that was good. We tested that. And then I just tossed the SD card over to Adam so he can put it in the recorder, and it almost went into the candle.
It was a direct line to the camera. If you gave it like an ounce more
the camera.
Candle.
No cameras. Maybe one
no
day,
cameras,
but no cameras.
The candle.
The candle. Anyway, but we're here and it's cozy. It's about to dump rain any second now.
And I wonder if the pod will hear some background sound effects.
It'll ambience. Be like you're listening to your white noise machine.
Hopefully. Here's hoping.
If you're lucky.
Because our voices are so soothing. It's like ASMR.
Wait, I have to disclose something, or I have to vent.
Okay, oh, let's vent hear it. Away.
So I posted about this on Instagram, you might have seen, but I really took a leap.
The Spanx?
Outside of, no, I did post the Spanx, but not about the Spanx. Not the Spanx!
You go a leap of faith, I go the Spanx, Katie.
No,
wore the
they
Spanx.
Weren't Spanx. They're
from Thigh Society, actually, they're different.
They're for chafing.
They're for like thigh chafing.
Not anyway. Shaping.
That, sure, yeah, posted that yesterday too. Today, big leap of faith. Big leap out of my comfort zone, I should say. I got a different color on my toes than I normally do. I got purple instead of red. And it doesn't sound like much, I know. But I've gotten red on my toes for 4 years straight.
And like, you don't paint your fingernails,
no,
right?
No.
You only paint your toes.
I only paint my toes. Gel every 3 weeks. Always go to the same guy, same salon. I always get like OPI Big Apple Red. Same thing every single 3 week cycle. And I came in today and he was like the usual. And I was like, you know what? No, I don't want to be like I usually am. I want to do something crazy. So I got purple.
Let me see those dogs.
I'm having a total identity crisis. I think I hate it. It's like periwinkle.
Let's see. Okay. I think it's cute.
It's a choice.
But it just looks lavender.
It looks wrong. Something's wrong.
They're just not, it's not like the purple that I would expect.
Anyway, so I'm really going through it today. Just letting you guys know.
Are you going to go get them redone?
Going into the episode.
Can girls do that? Like when you paint your nails, can you just like go get them redone? Or is there something on there that you can't
do
that?
No, you can. They'd just have to scrape it off and start over and you'd waste $70. But
I don't think I've ever gotten a gel pedicure solely because I get gel manicures, and the thought of them soaking my toes really freaks me out. Do they do that? Do you have
no.
to sit with the foil on your toes?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, the guy that I go to doesn't do that. It's almost like an acrylic. Like, he scrapes them down with the filer.
Okay.
With the electronic filer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can barely feel it. It's honestly kind of soothing. I kind of like watching it happen, like watching him get it all off, but no, and anyway, it's totally my fault. He was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, let's do something crazy. And I instantly regretted it. I texted Jack and I said, I'm going through an identity crisis. Because I am. Like, this is so not me. I'm used to, like, looking down and having red toes. I know this is such a first world problem, but guys, like, I don't like change. I am very averse to change. I texted him, I'm going through an identity crisis. And he tried calling me, but my phone was on Do Not Disturb. He goes, just tried calling you. What's wrong?
Oh, you didn't even very give him concerned. Like what was going on.
No, he was like, he was very concerned. No, I went to the grocery store. I was already on to the next thing. And I was like, I painted my toenails, or I got my toenails painted purple instead of red, and I'm going through it. And he was like, oh God. He thought I was like actually having an issue.
Wait, so what is it with you and your feet? Because all of your life changes this year have been around your feet. First, the sneakers.
Yeah.
And now the toes.
Yeah, I got a pair of sneakers, Allbirds. Okay. Shout out. I've been wearing those.
Exactly. So first you start wearing sneakers, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to put on a different color toe.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you know, the feet are the foundation of the body, right? Like without your feet, you'd fall over. So like, I feel like they're so important.
Thank God we have Katie to give us that lesson.
To my
they
day.
Keep you grounded.
Imagine. The grounding of the feet.
You just put one foot in front of the other, and that's how you get through life. And so if your feet are not looking the way you want them to, like, how are you to go on? How okay. are you to put one foot in front of the other?
So Colby's big life changes, or I mean Katie's big life changes, are her toes.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know.
Colby,
that
what do we have to bring it. To the table here? What's your big life change?
As of today.
Sure. What are you changing?
I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday.
You need a bob?
No.
Well, it's also Colby's birthday week. She's adding another number to her age this week. So that's new.
And that's why I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday.
Oh, so you're prepping.
That just takes one thing off my plate. And I need a haircut anyway. And I always end up getting haircuts and then just going home after.
Yeah, not having anything fun to do to like right. show it off. You're getting a free blowout, essentially.
Right. Exactly. And then I'm always like, I'm wasting my nicely done hair.
Where are you going to get your hair done?
I actually haven't been. I used to always go to Shampoo Avenue B when I lived in the East Village. And they've opened a West Village location right next to Holiday Bar.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's in where when Cafe Clooney, not Cafe Clooney, Cafe Clover was there.
Oh, I miss Cafe Clover so much.
I know, their seed cracker things were so good. But they had a market attached to it, and I believe the salon is in the market space.
Yep. Cafe or Clover Market. Yeah, yeah. Clover Market. Yep. And so they have like a sushi place right next to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go there for.
So I'm going there.
Wait, so do you not get nervous about going to a place for the first time? Like, this is your birthday and you're getting a haircut.
Yeah, it's really risky.
New.
Well, I'm really not doing anything.
Don't go.
I'm essentially getting a haircut for the blowout because it's like the same price as getting a blowout.
Gotcha.
And I just want them to shape my angles to reshape them. And then my hair is so thick and the end of it is so heavy right now. I just want them to thin it out a little bit.
Gotcha.
Nothing too risky. So
they should be able to handle that.
Okay. See, with boy haircuts, they don't understand that concept. Like, I went to get my haircut last week.
Your hair looks good.
I appreciate that. And people
I
keep
know,
saying
that. I was
that.
Going to say that to you this morning when I saw you.
Thank you. And I'm happy that people keep saying that. But like, I told the guy, I was like, look, like everybody keeps complimenting me because my hair is so long. And they're like, oh my God, the waves, the beachy waves in the summer, blah, 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 blah.
Beachy waves.
Like, I don't know. I had something going on that people
you had
just,
beachy waves.
Literally, I looked. I was like a surfer boy. Like, I don't know what I was giving, but it was like regal and I was obsessed with it. And I told my
regal surfer boy.
I was a regal surfer boy, exactly.
That's a contradiction if I've ever heard one.
Call me the prince of waves. I don't know. Like, I was the prince
surf. Of the sea.
Exactly. And so I told my guy, I was like, look, like we need to keep it long. Like, people keep complimenting me.
It is long.
You can't fuck me up. I feel like it's not. He chopped my entire head off. Like, I all of a sudden look at the ground and it's coated in my hair. Like, he took a razor.
Yeah,
and I was like, scissor cut, not a razor. And he took a fucking jacksaw to it.
Oh, the electric thingy?
Yeah.
I feel the like shaver. The sides look short, but
what's
the top.
What's that called, a fade?
Yeah, is it called a fade?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Bro, like,
I was like, a fade.
No, yeah. Literally, I was like, bro, give me a scissor cut. And this man faded me, but
well,
it's okay.
The top looks good. You have like the Link Larkin thing going on. You know how Link Larkin in Hairspray always has that like one little curlicue?
Oh, yeah.
It's very good looking.
Yeah, I like my little curlicue.
No, you look like it's giving Link Larkin in a good way.
I appreciate that. I'm glad that my hair like did something today.
I want to watch Hairspray now.
Oh, it's so good.
It's one of my comfort movies.
That's another one I haven't seen in quite
some
time.
But I have to say, Hairspray, I love it. It never gets old. But it just makes me sad to see Amanda Bynes, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Any she was movie, in Hairspray?
Yeah, she had a decent role in Hairspray. I forget her name. Penny? Is that her name? Whatever. But
I don't
she,
know. She has a large part of one of my favorite songs, Without Love.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good song.
You literally cannot have a bad day if you listen to Without Love from the Hairspray movie soundtrack.
Yeah. And I have to say, I've heard reports that Amanda Bynes is actually doing well. Like, I don't know. But from it just makes me sad that she's changed so much. And it's selfish because I'm sure she's having a great life. She's becoming a nail tech.
Wait, she really?
Took a step away from acting. She's doing her thing. But it just makes me sad because I miss her in movies. Like, I'm just saying that.
Like, she's the man?
I'm just saying it, but she's probably happy.
See, She's the Man one is one that I could watch again.
That's a fantastic movie.
Like, I haven't seen that one in a while, but I feel like it used to be one of my favorite movies.
Channing Tatum. Oh,
exactly.
So good.
Like, what a combo.
I watched Freaky Friday on the topic of...
Oh, the new one?
No. Oh. The old one.
I'd be like, wait, how? I don't think they're done filming the new one yet.
No, but just on the topic of lost souls from our youth. But Lindsay Lohan is back to killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great. Her hair looks amazing. She's beautiful.
Yeah. She did a Hallmark movie that I saw.
The winter one, right?
Yep. And it was actually like, it was cheesy, but it was good.
I liked it. I thought it was cute.
It was good cheese.
Channing Tatum was in a movie that I saw over the weekend. Or I guess last week. No, he was in the new... What's it called? Deadpool.
He was in Deadpool. There's so many people in that movie.
It was so star-studded, and I think it's because, I guess, Marvel just bought the rights to Deadpool. I guess Deadpool was owned by a different universe or something like that. You know, they have, like, the DC universe and the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
and, like,
I think there was some drama.
I don't know anything about superheroes.
I think there was some drama with that.
Yeah. I think, like, one studio owned all of the rights to XYZ superhero. Like, Wolverine. You know, like, Wolverine and stuff like that, right? And then, like, another one owned all the rights to... I don't know. What's the other category of it? Like, Thor and, like, that realm of superheroes. You know Thor, right? The dude with the hammer?
Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know that.
I knew how I could bait Colby with that. I was like, Chris Hemsworth with the hammer.
Yeah, I did know that he was Thor.
But anyways, they merged all of the universes. Like, there was some acquisition that happened, and so Channing Tatum was playing some Creole guy. I think Creole is the way to describe it, right? Where you're from New Orleans, and you have that, like, very thick New Orleans accent. I think it's like a Creole accent.
Yeah, it sounds right to me.
I don't know. Somebody's going to really correct
me.
We'll fact check you.
Yes,
I need to be fact checked on that.
All
but
that
like,
I know about New Orleans is the beignets.
Colby, bring the mic closer.
I started been a beignet.
Your mic is so far from your face. Yeah. There you go. Well, maybe a little closer than that. We need to hear you. Okay.
But anyways, Channing Tatum was in this movie, and he was very funny. He had the thickest Creole accent. Fact check me on Creole, but like the thickest New Orleans accent I've ever heard in my entire life. And you couldn't understand anything that he was saying, and that was like kind of the joke of it. But anyways, highly recommend.
Was it really good? I've heard good things.
It actually was really good. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is hilarious.
Do you have to have seen the other one?
For this one, no. Because also, I think that, like, for example, the follow-up to this is a Deadpool movie that came out and like a Wolverine movie like years ago. Like at this point, like 5 to 10 years ago is the duration of the last movie.
Okay.
So you don't, like, nobody is remembered.
You might not remember, yeah.
Like, I definitely didn't remember what had happened. Like, Mahi and I were walking to the movies, me, Mahi, and Alex, and I was like, can somebody fill me in on what the hell happened? Because I have no idea. And they were like, no, you don't need to know. It's, like, kind of a follow-up. But anyways, highly recommend. Ryan Reynolds is hilarious. He was the main character.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
I have so many movies that I need to see. I'm going to put my subscription to use.
Yeah, you need
finally.
To. Well, I really want to see It Ends With Us.
Yes.
Obviously.
That's my number one.
I feel like everyone and their mother in New York City got an early screening to that. Not me. I'm bitter. I'm just saying.
We're taking it up with Colleen.
I would love to have met Blake Lively. Just saying. I totally take that back. I have met Blake Lively. Very briefly.
When?
Back in my L'Oreal days. I went to the Golden Globes in 2017.
Ah, right.
And she was also an ambassador of L'Oreal, and I briefly, it was a high buy sort of thing with Blake Lively.
You said, hey girl, I'm Katie.
I don't know. Her outfits were incredible for this tour. Like, I'm just in awe of her. And she said 4 kids.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
Wait, so where do they live? Her and Ryan Reynolds?
In the West Village.
Oh, really? I thought for some reason they had a house somewhere like in the major suburbs, like not some like normal suburb
farmhouse.
I have no idea.
Like, I know that they live in the West Village, and their children go to the school that my roommate's cousin teaches at.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I thought I'd read some article that said that they were raising their kids in a suburb far, far away from New York City and fame and the fortune.
Are you thinking of Gigi Hadid?
Yeah, because she did that. So maybe
no, I'm definitely thinking of Blake Lively. But
what's the relation to the kids' teacher?
My roommate Maggie's cousin teaches at their school.
Can you imagine going to a parent-teacher conference with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively?
No.
Like, those are the parents you get to sit across from at the parent-teacher conference.
But also, imagine their kids suck, and you're in a parent-teacher conference, and you're like, hey, sorry, Blake, like, your kid is a disaster.
There's no way.
Love you, girl, but your kid's acting up.
Can you imagine having Ryan Reynolds read you a bedtime story as a kid? Like, he's so good with his voices.
Yeah, he's so animated.
Yeah.
He'd be such a good dad. He's also just so hot. I love him.
He sets the blueprint for all of the men that
he can be
marry.
My daddy. If Blake wants to share.
It's taking a turn.
And anyways, welcome back. Actually, it's your turn.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Just fine and dandy.
Colby and I started the day with a nice little berries class.
I hadn't done berries in so long.
Yeah, that one was rough. I was like completely drenched.
And was it running or was it cycling? Or do you
I
only do the
soggy
run?
We did the run one.
It was so freaking hard. And ironically, Colby and I, like, we didn't plan this. We both were on the wait list and got off the wait list. And I was on tread two and she was on floor two. So we swapped spots.
Oh, I don't know the layout, but that sounds really cute.
Well, basically, you do like intervals of you start on the floor and then you switch to the treadmill and there are two groups.
Or you start on the treadmill and switch to the floor.
I see.
So like while Colby was on the floor, I was on the treadmill.
Oh my God, you were like, it's true teamwork.
Yeah.
You guys were,
wow. It was so cute. I was so happy when I realized that because I was also late as hell because I told Colby I woke up in the middle of the night at like 3:30 a.m. and I read my email and I got an email from these clients that scared the shit out of me. And I could not fall back asleep for the entire night because I was just thinking about this email.
There's absolutely nothing worse than that.
It was so bad. And then I finally fell back asleep at, I think, like 5:30. And my alarm was set for 6:30 to go to Barry's.
My God.
I way overslept my alarm. Like, I woke up at like 6:45, 6:50. And Barry starts at 7:10 or 7:20. And so I like aggressively biked all the way up to Barry's. Somehow made it like with a minute to spare.
Usually that's me. So I felt really good.
Yeah, Cole, I was like sprinting the locker room to drop my stuff, and Colby waved to me as she's walking into the room to get ready to start.
She's like, hey. But then I noticed your haircut at that moment. There was just no time for me to mention
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, George.
And then I had forgotten about it.
Well, yeah, because I guess I didn't see you this weekend.
No.
Because you were busy finishing your big event.
Yes.
Colby survived. Colby was marked safe from the Hamptons.
Give us a recap of your Hamptons adventure.
So we planned a dinner in the Hamptons at Sunset Harbor for what was meant to be 25 people, but we actually ended up having 31 people.
Whoa.
Confirm. I know. And it was very exciting, honestly. We had people confirming up until the day of, which was a lot to then scramble because some people were coming from the city. We had two people who were staying overnight because we could only get two hotel rooms at the resort. Honestly, if you are looking for a hotel to stay in the Hamptons and you don't want to be in Montauk, EHP Resort, which is where CC is in Sunset Harbor, is also a part of the property. The rooms are literal homes.
I stayed there.
They're so beautiful.
They're little cottages. They're so cute. When Brooke and Danielle had their podcast event, all the New York City podcasters, they like had this like event with Fashion Pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all got to stay in our own cottage. It was so cute.
They're so adorable. And I had a theory that the resort used to be a boarding school because there's a little schoolhouse on the top of the hill in between a couple of the cottages.
I never considered that, but that tracks.
Or maybe it was just like a village.
Or like a summer camp or something.
Yeah,
like it's giving
like
camp
that.
Vibes. That picture of me falling into the water on the wall that I have was taken there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, the staff there is also absolutely incredible. Like, I have worked on so many events and I've never worked with staff that was as attentive as these people. Like, they were so nice and it was just an overall great experience working with them, and I highly recommend staying there because it's beautiful. But yes, we initially had planned for the event to be from 7 to 10 and then everybody was chatting it up and still enjoying themselves, we had to end up kicking everybody out at 11 because otherwise we were going to have to, they gave us a little bit of leeway on the bar tab that we had. And they were like, so what do you want to start doing? Whatever. And they were like, we have to start cleaning up. Actually, everybody needs to go home. And
that's
like,
a sign that's of fine. A good event if no yeah. one wants to leave.
Yeah, it was really great. Aww. And we were originally thinking that we wanted to go out after and celebrate it being over and great. And then we all stood up and looked at each other. And I was like, I cannot wait to take my shoes off and put my feet up and get in bed. So we did not go out. But that was great. And then we did all of our post-event stuff. One of my favorite PR terms is when you get back your image gallery the next day from your photographer. They call it kill photos. And so you go through and select your kills, which are pictures that you don't want published. So we did all of that. We went through and selected the images that we wanted to use, published our gallery, sent out our press release, did our Instagram recap, whatever. And then everybody from the team left. And our friend Allie was coming out for the weekend because her fiance had a work party, and I convinced her to come out a day early because we had our Airbnb for an extra night. So she came, and then we went out in Montauk Friday night, which was fun.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to the Surf Lodge, but honestly, it was pretty dead. We got there kind of late, and then these like really annoying drunk guys were talking to us that we had to run away from. And then we ended up leaving because it seemed like the DJ wasn't coming back on and it was moving to like the inside portion. And so we went to this place that's new this summer called Montauk Project.
Oh, never yeah, I've seen that all over social media.
It was really cool, actually.
Oh.
Well, Colby literally texted me Friday morning and was like, come out. Allie's coming. I was like, what? It's like 10 a.m.
I was like, come on, just get on the train.
Colby was like, figure it out. And I was so heavily considering it.
You should have.
I remember I tried. I had a call like 3 to 4 p.m. And so I was like, Colby, the only way is if I get on a train in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, cool, do it. But I had a call.
Just do it.
She's like, what just if figure you it just out.
Did it?
She's like, what if you just get on a train to Montauk for 3.5 hours and then we'll drive home in the morning? I was like, perfect. I'll come to Montauk for literally 5 hours.
Yeah, that would have been so fun.
Wouldn't it? It honestly
was a very fun night, but we didn't stay out that long.
Yay.
And then we have little Miss Kathy over here.
Who just I was got back in from
a trip. Our Texan.
Texas.
Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas, I will say.
Oh, is that correct?
No, I have to say, like, I stayed at this hotel, the Sheraton Fort Worth Downtown Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I went there for work and it was a fantastic establishment. My hotel room was huge. My hotel room was bigger than this ground floor of my apartment for a hotel room.
Oh my God. Yeah. You sent me a video of it.
Yeah.
There was like kitchen.
I had a full like wet bar, huge kitchen, huge bathroom, like all the counter space in the world that I could possibly need and more. And it's always such a tease when I go to those hotels with like the big counter space and then I come home here with my measly little counters and I'm like, I'm doing it wrong. But the hotel itself was gorgeous, like very updated. It seemed like they hired a really nice interior designer because it looked like so bougie, very nice, very like, but it had the southern flair to it. And yeah, Texas was fantastic. I didn't ride a bull. Okay. I didn't ride a bull, but the opportunity just, quite frankly, did not present itself. It was so hot. We were out in the stockyards. I took so many people's recs from my Instagram DMs. People were sending me all these places to go, and I went to like pretty much every single place people recommended. Jack was such a trooper. He was like clearly very hot, but I was like, we need to go to this ice cream place, and then we need to go here. I had a full itinerary. Full itinerary. It was 104 degrees.
Was it all walking distance?
All walking distance, like the place, generally speaking. We did go to an antique mall.
Of course.
That was a drive, and I could tell Jack was running out of gas.
Did you get any goods?
I actually didn't get a single thing, even though we were there for an hour and a half. So.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, I did come home with one souvenir. I got a hat made, custom made for my head.
So cool.
It was the first thing I complimented when I walked into this apartment. Yeah. I was like, this thing is sick.
So they have like the base hats, and you can buy like any
I'm looking kind for of it. Hat, really.
You it's can't like, see right, it because it's right below the pillow.
Right below the pillow next to you, right? Right there.
It's on the
you
chair.
See it? You see it?
Oh!
There she is.
Wow, it's beautiful.
So, yeah, this guy measured my head and fully like custom, like the flaps are like custom, everything's custom about it. but it wasn't like insanely expensive. I was really amazed. Like the customization was free. I'm like, okay. Like, I love it here.
What's that place called in Aspen? Kimisabi?
Yeah,
Kimisabi.
So there's
and
tea.
And Nick Fouquet also does hats like
there's
that.
There's tea. He was...
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I mean, granted, every hat maker is going to be making, you know, a mockery of every other hat maker.
Oh, he was talking shit about Kimisabe?
He was talking shit about Kimisabe. He was like, I don't even know what he was saying specifically, but kind of in whole, he was saying that, what did he say? He was like, something about how they're just like not real. Like, I don't know. He was just,
quality isn't as good.
He was like, people are paying $1,300 for a hat with feathers and branding and stuff, and it's like not even an actual, like if you brought that hat here, people would laugh at you in Texas. And I'm like, good to know. But I also feel like everyone will say that about rival.
Who knew there was some beef with the hat makers?
No, there was an official hat.
No, I know. There's like, yeah, anyway. Anyway, but we went to Billy Bob's, which is this like really fun bar, huge. Again, everything's bigger in Texas. Huge bar. They had a square dancing floor. Like, you can like, and people were doing crazy, crazy square dancing.
I get those videos on my TikTok.
Crazy
dancing.
I don't
know if it's at that place.
I don't even know if it's square
videos of people's, or line dancing.
Yeah, maybe it's, I don't know the difference between line dancing and square dancing and all that stuff, but people were like breaking it down on the D floor, but like not in the way you'd expect, like in a very like tasteful, like Footloose kind of way. Like really like Footloose style dancing.
That movie is so good.
And there was instead of a disco ball, there was a bedazzled saddle.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Like turning.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
It was so amazing. We saw like all these people perform. It was really fun.
Aww.
And then we went back to our hotel and had the best night's sleep. Like, I had the best nights of sleep at this hotel in this bed. King size bed. I swear the room was like perfectly chilled, like for the heat. I don't know. I have my new favorite hotel.
Yeah, this hotel seems like a dream.
Sheraton, I gotta go to the Sheraton.
Sheraton Fort Worth, or Sheraton Downtown Fort Worth, or Fort Worth Downtown Hotel. If you Google it, it'll come up. And it's like in the perfect like driving distance from everything, in my opinion.
I hope the Sheraton hears this podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Sheraton, listen up.
We want to go to the Dallas-Fort Worth again.
Hey, next time, let's bring everybody. Let's bring Colby and Adam. Let's bring plus ones. Let's have a real honky-tonk good time.
Put it into the atmosphere.
Yeah. No, I had a great time. I brought both pairs of boots. They both got their time in the sun. And I'm going to make some content. I have all the stuff that I'm going to make into videos. And
I love that.
But I am so overdue for a visit to a honky-tonk.
Yeah.
Going to be me next week, guys.
Oh my God. Okay.
You're going to be sweating bullets.
You're officially going.
Yeah, I'm going to Nashville.
It's officially go. Wow.
Is this?
It's officially happening.
No.
What?
The lawyer.
I was going to ask if it's the Lavender Festival, but it's not. It's the other one.
I think the Lavender Festival is, I think it was actually supposed to be this week, potentially. I said no to the Lavender Festival. Actually, what I was almost convinced to do last minute is go to Chicago this weekend and then fly from Chicago to Nashville.
Well, that would be fun.
But the only thing is, like, we have the wedding next weekend, so I would literally be going to Chicago, flying from Chicago to Nashville, and then from Nashville to New York for a day, and then we would go to that place, wherever we're going for the wedding.
That place.
Where are we going? Take a guess.
Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Are we going to Rhode Island?
Okay. That place we're going to.
We're going to Rhode Island, guys.
We're going to Rhode Island.
And then I'm supposed to go to San Francisco for a day for work, like
That's
right
so
when we
gross.
Get back from Rhode Island. So I was like, okay, so what? I'm going to go to Chicago and be away from my apartment for like 14 days. Like, that sounds miserable.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that that's in my atmosphere. But the reason I was going to go to Chicago this weekend is for the event that we talked about on the podcast a year ago. So I went to that wedding in Chicago a year ago, I guess, to this day.
Yeah.
And this weekend is the Gay Pride Festival, basically, in Chicago. It's called Market Days.
Oh, you talked about that. I remember.
And so the boys who we stayed with last year and my friend who I went to the wedding with and then through him met these two guys that hosted us in Chicago last year, they added me to a group message and they were like, wait, Adam, we're all coming, whatever, like, come to Chicago and stay again. And I was like, fuck, I had so much fun that weekend last year. Like, I should totally just make it work. But then as we got closer, I was like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
So,
well,
was on my cards.
You got to know your limits.
Yeah.
Know your limits.
But then I was also like, we're celebrating Colby's birthday on Thursday night. So I would have literally gone from Thursday night having the time. Colby's birthday is also my Coachella, basically, this year. Like,
We're loving my birthday this year. I'm changing my mindset. Last year, I was, like, really not into my birthday.
Yeah, I remember you were like,
but I'm loving my birthday this year, I declared I was gonna, like, stop pretending that I didn't like it.
I love that, because I'm obsessed with your birthday this year.
Me too.
Yeah,
Colby's birthday is seriously a festival for me this year. Like, I'm gonna be on a table.
Yay.
And so is Colby.
Woo-hoo! Well, we're also, it'll be behind us, so we can say what we're doing.
Oh yes, yeah. This episode comes out Friday morning. Colby's soiree. Well, we might even still be out when this episode.
So true.
Who knows?
Katie's going straight from the club to the airport.
I'm going on another trip this weekend. But yeah, tell the class what your birthday plan is, because it will already have happened.
Yes. So we are going to Stafili Wine Cafe in Tribeca for drinks. And honestly, this is such a hack for people looking for a group. But honestly, if you make me not able to have my birthday there ever again, we might be in a fight. But for a group of
don't do over it on August 8th ever.
On August 8th ever.
Never August 8th. That's Colby's day.
Right. But like, I think this is going to be my new thing because it's just so easy. You can accommodate up to 20 people. And typically, if you have over 8 in the city, I think it's pretty standard that places enforce a prefix menu or a minimum spend per person, which is usually a lot to ask of your friends for
your birthday. Yeah, it's like
$90
a person.
Yeah, at least like 80, 90, whatever. So there's no minimums, no nothing. There's no requirement to order food. I went in there the other day and she was like, so you want just drinks, whatever? And I was like, we'll probably order some appetizers. We went there a couple of, months ago now. We got just like dips and crudité.
Wait, remember it was so good. We got the spicy feta dip and it was like, considerably delicious. Amazing.
Yeah, their food is really good, but it's stuff just easy picking things.
Group foods.
And then,
nice.
So we're doing a big group
drinks.
Event there.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, are we eating or no? Because I thought this was dinner. Is it not dinner? Should I eat before?
I mean, I would probably eat before.
Okay, have a good.
Or,
no,
this is good to know. Or you can order food.
No. Oh, okay.
You can I'll order.
Do you, girl?
You can do whatever you want.
That's the thing about being an adult. You have to plan your meals. Like,
and I ordered my birthday cake, my favorite part of my birthday, my little cupcake bake shop cake.
I was going to say the same as last year.
The strawberry one?
Yeah.
I love that cake, and I love that you love that cake.
It's so good.
And then we're having a good old-fashioned pregame.
Yes, then we're going to pregame, and then we're going to go to Jeans. And
Jeans on Lafayette.
Yeah. And we're going to dance
to the club
the night away, and...
No, literally, Colby is going to be on top of a table, and she better be shaking her shit all night.
Good. I'm so excited.
Do you have a cute outfit planned?
I mean, think I'm going to wear a yellow dress I've been wanting to wear, but I haven't had an occasion. I've literally had this dress from Pepper Mayo since, like,
I think you
February.
Sent me a photo of it.
Yeah, because I recently tried it on to possibly wear to a welcome drink thing.
Yes.
And then I was like, well, I'm just gonna save this and wear it for my birthday at this rate.
I've been seeing this Pepper Mayo brand everywhere. Like, everyone keeps tagging Pepper Mayo. I've made no purchases from them yet. But can I just ask, why is it called Pepper Mayo?
I have no idea.
Why is it a condiment?
I don't know.
Why are we a condiment?
I don't know. It's shocking at how much I like their things, since I don't stand for what they do.
Considering mayo is Colby's worst nightmare.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
But they have incredible items.
I'm excited to see your yellow dress make its debut, shaking on the table.
No, we're going to have so much fun. And I think we need to, like, take tequila shots at the pregame, and we need to play Justin Bieber, and it needs to be, like, a good old-fashioned, like, college pregame.
Yeah, we're going to do it up.
I'm in, like, a crazy mode lately.
You gotta put on Fetty Wap 1738.
Yeah, I want to play, like, Big Booty Remix.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah, we need that.
I'm very excited.
Like, I want some SoundCloud remixes. I feel like you go through ebbs and flows of, like, I don't want to drink, like, I'm so, like, bored with parties and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm in, like, we need to, like, go
right
ham.
That's how I feel, especially because I had the shocking realization the other day that I literally haven't had a night out in New York City since June.
Yeah, that's 2 months, girl. Like, I know. We gotta fix it. We gotta fix that up.
That's 8 Fridays, Saturdays.
Yes. The last that I went out in the city was the night that we had gone to drinks. You were out of town.
Surprise, surprise.
And Adam departed to go to a birthday party, and the rest of us...
This is the most us thing ever. I was out of town, Adam was at a birthday party. My God.
And the rest of us went to our friend's Hinge date. Post first date.
Yeah, and you talked about it on
friend's
the podcast.
Birthday
yeah.
party.
Oh yeah. My God. Oh
that
my
was
goodness.
Colby's
that was
last
my
night
last
out.
Night out.
No, we need to redeem. We need to have, like, a night for the books.
No, I'm really excited. Yeah. And I think we all need it. We haven't had a group night out in a long time.
Summer's just so tough. It's really hard to align schedules.
For sure.
Truly.
So this is honestly, like, a remarkable occurrence that we're all going to be out together.
It's a feat, honestly.
Really, getting
when
everybody together.
When I sent that text, I had already put reservation feelers out, and I was anticipating 8 people being available across my multiple friend groups. Yeah. I wasn't expecting everybody to be available at all, and every single person that I reached out to was available except for 2 people from Meg and Kaylee aren't here.
Okay.
But there are other roommates coming.
So how many people are we talking?
There's 14 people.
Oh my God.
We are going to have such a night.
You have an entourage.
No, I'm scared.
Colby and the entourage.
Adam's meeting my other gay friend. Finally, I can't wait to see them interact.
Like, we might fight to the death. Like,
yeah, because this is the situation that we've discussed where, like, Colby's not allowed to have other gay friends besides Adam, and he gets really territorial.
I know, but that's just, like, my insecurity coming out. You know, like, I think we're going to be friends. The first thing that I said to Colby is, I hope he's nice to me, I think.
Yeah. Like, obviously he will be. I told him when we went to brunch, he was like, sir, there's an empty chair. You could come. I said that you didn't want to.
You guys are, like, feuding low-key without even meeting.
Put on, like, such a big game where I'm like, Colby's not allowed to have other gay friends. Like, fuck all these other gay dudes. And then meanwhile, I'm like, God, I hope he's nice to me. I'm so scared.
You're all bark, no bite.
Literally
Adam
all bark.
I saw him on Hinge, though.
I did see him on
Did you like him?
I didn't like him. I was like,
I don't think he liked you either, right?
No, he didn't.
You just ignored each other.
Maybe we're the same type. Yeah, we
I
just
was
like,
going to say, you're not the same kind, I don't think.
See, are you No, we are the same kind of guest. That's what I mean. Wait, you guys actually want to hear something so funny that has to do with that?
Yes.
So this is actually one of the things that I put in my notes, and I literally just texted my friend and I was like, wait, send me that screenshot of from this weekend. But anyways, this weekend was obviously Alex's birthday. So Alex and Colby are back-to-back birthdays.
You have to talk about that because that looked very fun.
So this was kind of my foray into being really into us going out again, because it was such a marathon day and I had so much fun and I was so drunk and just like happy, having a time. Like, it was just such a good time. So we did a pregame at 1:30 p.m. that went into like a drinks at this place called Hotel Hugo, which is actually another big hack for a birthday, because you can rent out, not rent out, but you can reserve space in Hotel Hugo, which is essentially a hotel in Tribeca, and they have a rooftop that's two floors. The top is fully outdoors and the one below that is like indoor outdoor. It's like a retractable garage door wall basically that looks over the West Side Highway. So it's beautiful and there's an amazing sunset and you can see World Trade Center. It's really pretty and you can have as many people as you want and there's no minimum spend or anything like that. And they have really good drinks and a lot of seating. And so it's just such a fun place to work
there.
It was so great. And so they did a triple birthday. So it was Alex and then two of his friends. And so there were 150 plus people that went
there.
That's
so fun and so much less stress.
Should I have my Christmas party there?
Like, yes.
Colby's already starting to think about
Christmas. Well, we already reached out to the diner, but maybe we should do it there instead.
It's actually so great, but we would need to figure out the DJ situation because I feel like it's a good daytime spot. Okay. But I don't know about the nighttime. Like, we would need to figure out a DJ and make sure that
some
that's...
DJs.
Okay. Colby's going to hook that up for us.
I just booked a DJ today for my birthday party. Don't worry, you guys. I already booked my birthday party and Halloween. Yep. We're already just planning our whole year.
Guys, I'm so excited for all the parties that we have. Like, I'm, like, way in party mode right now. But anyways, we did that. And then we went straight from that to hosting at our apartment. So then we hosted everybody at our apartment. We ordered dinner for everyone. And then from there, we went out to The Folly. Another great place for a birthday.
The Folly. Is that an Irish pub?
Yes.
I know where it is. It's off of Bowery, but they have like a pint special that I've been seeing that they're doing.
Potentially. Can't say I was indulging in the pint special.
I was guzzling the pint.
I was indulging the $2 in the tequila pint special.
All right, I take it back. But yeah, anyway.
And ironically,
I've seen it.
I think I also texted this to you guys as a complete side note, but I ran into one of the guys that we've talked about on the podcast previously that you guys are friends with. It's dated like everybody that we know.
The Adam's surprised that no one's like seriously dating because he thinks he's the hottest person to walk the earth.
I think he's so hot and I'm obsessed with him. And he and I sat at the bar and talked for over an hour.
He's great.
To me his entire dating life. And I was just like, God, you're so hot. I was just staring at him the entire time.
You were like, tell me you're in love with me. And
no, literally, I was like, tell me that all the other girls don't matter. And it's just me and you and your babe. Just kidding. But he's so funny. And he was literally explaining to me his dating life. And I was like, yeah, it's no wonder that it's not worked out with any of these girls that you've dated.
Well, I set him up on a blind date with a friend. And he just never texted her again. Never told me that it didn't go well. Did not communicate a single thing. Yep. So,
and Katie, anyway, you know what? Not surprised at all. But anyway, so during the day, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. But obviously, I have a lot of straight guy friends. And I'm a lot of their first gay friends, right? Like, a lot of my straight guy friends are like very straight, like masculine dudes. And so the one who I'm like his very close gay friend now, he met, I guess, another gay guy on Friday night. And he was like, wait, Adam, I met this gay guy last night at this bar. He was the hottest man I'd ever seen in my entire life. Like, thought he'd be perfect for you. He was like, I was pitching him to you. But then I realized that you both are this. And he like does the fingers pointing at each other. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I wish you could. It's basically,
it's like two finger guns pointing towards each other.
Kind of like you're making like a football post.
Yeah.
For the people post on the pod.
Do you know that TikTok thing where it's like
the other way?
I'm so shy.
This is the goal post, but the other way.
Exactly.
This is the TikTok thing for I'm so shy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so shy.
And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And he was like, you know, he's like, and then does it again. And I'm like, no, I literally have no idea what you're talking about. And he was like, he's a bottom. And
use your
words. Oh my God, of course. And so I was like, no, no, no. He shows me a picture of this guy. I'm obsessed with him. And I'm like, no, I guarantee that you did not ask him that question because I just know you. And I'm the only gay person that you've ever known in your entire life. Like, that is the second gay man you've ever met. I know for a fact you didn't ask if he's bottom or not.
He just assumed.
He claims he asked him. I was like, you did not ask him. So anyways, he was like, fine. You want me to like text him right now? I'll tell him to come. And I was like, yes. I just texted him to send me the screenshot of what he said. He literally sends him a selfie of the two of us and goes, quote, My boy's trying to get fucked. You about it? I am not kidding.
My God.
Straight to the point. I respect it.
At 6:30 p.m. nonetheless. It wasn't even the nighttime. This is Saturday. It's 6:30 p.m.
It was on your marathon of a day.
It was.
Wow.
The guy hearts the message. And then it gets worse. Then later that night, we're at my apartment. I just said we were like hosting people at our apartment then. He's like, fuck, he just liked the message and he didn't respond. I think I need to double down. He sends him another picture of me sitting on the bed.
No.
I was like, this just gets worse and worse.
No.
But anyway, so that's how my, you know, love situation went on Saturday. Obviously not well, but it was such a fun day.
Well, yeah. But it looked like you had fun. I saw some visual evidence of you having fun.
It looked very
fun. You looked very happy.
Wait, do you want to hear what else? Did you guys see the TikTok trend of the hinge hack? The like, yes, new about hinge hack?
75 to 80 yes. or whatever.
Can you...
As not a deal breaker.
Can you refresh me on it?
Yeah. Colby, you can say it if you want.
I can't say
it. Do you want to explain it?
So I saw on TikTok, the same TikTok that you saw, I would assume, this girl claimed that if you set your age preferences to 75 to 80, but select that it's not a deal breaker, and since there aren't senior citizens, well, there probably are because you're technically a senior citizen at 65, but elderly people are not on Hinge for the most part.
Right.
And so it pushes the most eligible people or people that are hot to the front of your algorithm, I guess.
Why?
But I didn't do this. So did you?
I did it.
Did it work?
And so what I would say is yes, it was all of a sudden all of these like super hot guys that I had never seen in my entire life before. I was like, wait, what the hell? I've like refreshed my Hinge, done the whole shit, and I've never seen any of these guys before.
So wait, sorry, question. You're setting your age to 70 to 80?
No, not your
preferences.
Age.
Oh, preferences. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, how are these people going to match with the 70-year-old woman?
So
like,
you say that you want a guy that's between 75 and 85, but you don't mark it as a deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
And essentially, I think what happens on the back end without getting too technical is Hinge is like, oh shit, there's not enough people to give to this person, but we want to keep them engaged on the platform and keep them using Hinge. So they all of a sudden show you people that are like in your bucket of people that they think that you're as attractive as, because that's like how Hinge buckets and keeps you engaged, is they show you people that are in a ring below you. So if I'm level 5 of Hinge, because they want to make it like an endless game, like you constantly need to,
mine is showing me people at least 5 buckets below.
Yeah, exactly. They show you only people from buckets below.
Wait, this is fascinating. So is Jack a bucket below me?
But they'll sprinkle in people in your bucket.
I can't wait to tell him.
It's just how it works. Like, they will bucket you in a specific level based on how many people like you. And it's a like analysis of your pictures and things like that. But they'll only show you in terms of when you're swiping. I would love
to know the magical, like,
people that are in buckets below you. The thunder's happening. But anyway, so that is the thing. And so when I guess you set your thing to 75 to 85, there's not enough people for you to possibly have. So they all of a sudden will show you people to keep you engaged with the platform, which are presumably in your level.
Okay, it makes sense.
And so I started doing it. And then I realized, I was like, wait, I've never seen any of these guys before. I started liking some of them. And then I realized that there was a reason that I hadn't seen any of them before. And it was because they were very not my age. How on the old? Other side, I matched with this guy who was 21 years old, and I was like, oh no.
Oh, that's a bummer. Isn't it crazy that we're like old enough to
the think point where that's too young?
21's too young. Like, no. There was a time where 21 wouldn't have been a deal breaker, like, because I was like maybe 23, and I'm like, oh, it's not that crazy.
Right. No, guys, this you guy know? Is 6'2", so cute.
Wait, let's see.
I matched with him, he messages me, power couple, here we come. I look at his thing, 21.
Oh my God, so you're the older really man. What a role reversal for you.
Seriously, you should go out with him anyway.
Wait, I can't see his face, but I just assume he looks tall.
But then is he going to expect that you pay because you're older?
I don't know. I mean, objectively, like now that I look, like he looks like a child. He's cute, but like...
He looks cute from here. I can't make out his facial features because I think...
Yeah, the picture's a little blurry.
It's like a film photo.
Yeah, but anyways, then I was like, oh, maybe this is what they're showing me, or just people that are like hot outside of my normal age bucket. But anyways, if you want to try it, maybe it'll work out for you.
Yeah, someone try and let us know. Colby, your turn. Try.
Yeah, Colby.
I'll give it a go.
Honestly,
I've adopted 2 pen pals.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the pen pals.
Wait, I haven't even heard about the pen pals.
I've adopted 2 pen pals. One from Hinge, who, like, he had been messaging me for, like, over a week. And then finally asked me to go get drinks, but it was when I was away, and he was like, yeah, actually, this week wouldn't work for me anyway. I have to go move out of my parents' shore house or something. And I was like, okay.
So scheduling conflicts.
Whatever. I just, like, kept talking to him, and he was, like, texting me so much, like, literally just all day texting, asking about my day, whatever, which obviously you know that I hate that, but honestly, I was just like, whatever, the attention is kind of nice, but I low-key have no intention of meeting this man. And then, because I don't know when it will ever happen.
Oh, I was like, wait, why are you talking to him then? Like, what's the point?
No idea. I've been trying to, like, stop answering too, but then he'll text me back and then I'll feel bad even though I owe him nothing. Potentially, I'm going down the shore this weekend, and so he is potentially going to be in the same vicinity. So I feel like that is our best chance of meeting.
It's like some random, like, Leggett's night or something.
And so if we don't end up meeting this weekend, I think I'm just going to never text him back ever again.
I have a good feeling about it. I feel like you guys could both be at Parker House at the same time.
That's true.
There's a good chance of it.
I don't know where we're going. My friend is going to take us out on her boat. She really wants to go to DJ's on Sunday.
Oh my God, you have to.
It's, I guess it's called Hunka Bunka Day or something, and they play
what
90s throwbacks. I know. I was like, what is that name?
How do you spell Hunka Bunka?
Just how it sounds.
Hubba Hunka hubba. Bunka. Interesting.
Yeah. So they were like, it'll be an older crowd. And then I adopted another pen pal because I matched with this guy on Raya, but he just so happens to be going to a wedding in Cyprus, so he's gone all this week and
where
next
is Cyprus?
Week.
Is that the country Cyprus?
Yeah, like, oh my God, off the coast of Turkey.
Yeah.
I want to go there so badly.
Like,
I thought you meant like Illinois.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah. So, and he had the traveling thing on his Raya, and I was like, okay, whatever. So he gets back the 17th, but we're going to be at our friend's wedding, and then I'm going to Boston ahead of my sister's wedding the following weekend. Mm-hmm. So
damn
we're
it.
Meeting in September.
Yeah, I feel like the summer is just so annoying with, like, the scheduling yeah, and then just trying to figure out when you can see someone. It's just impossible to
but
date.
But he is also a pen pal. Like, he texts me all day. Like, how I feel like I know him already because he's been texting me so much.
Wait, Raya is such a trap in that regard.
It really is.
Like, I'm still talking to the Dubai guy. I'm in love with him madly.
Right. So, like, why not? Who cares? Then I was just like, whatever, I'll text these two guys because nobody else is texting me. So
I think that's totally fair. I love that for you.
Whatever.
Okay, so we're in our age of partying and pen pals.
Right. It's not like it costs money to text. Like, can you imagine if it cost money for every text you send?
No.
I feel like it used to be like unlimited. You know how they said like unlimited text and talk?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could still, some people, but I have the unlimited plan.
Wait, we used to get in so much trouble for that when we would go on vacation. Like, we would come back from vacation and our parents would have, like, my cousins and I would have, like, exorbitant.
Sending pictures and stuff, like sending videos, things like that.
I remember getting yelled at all the time being like, you used up all the data.
Oh, my God. Callie, to this day, will turn off her data. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you have unlimited by now. But when we were growing up, she always just would have it. Like, I'm almost out of data, so I have to. She is like, I'm going for a drive, but I'm almost out of data, so I'll text you when I get home, sort of thing. Or, like, I would have to send my texts as text messages to her. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
I love that.
Oh, how the times have changed.
Truly.
Seriously. Should we answer some questions?
Do we have any updates?
I have not heard any updates.
The updates are our favorite.
We need an update from the girl from last week.
Yeah, I scoured the inbox and I've gotten no buzz. So guys, please, if we read your message, please give us an update.
I'm invested now.
Or if we missed yours, just forward it back to us because we might have just missed it in the inbox. Anyway, this one's actually kind of on theme with the Hinge of it all. The subject line is, this is why I hate Hinge dates.
Oh.
Hi, guys. Love the pod. I listen every Friday. So I've been single around 8 months and went on my first Hinge date since being single. We met at a bar and sat outside on the patio, got a drink or two. The conversation was going well and I felt like there was a vibe. I got home around midnight and I texted him that I made it home. He proceeded to tell me he enjoyed our date, I was good company, etc. Then I told him I was getting ready for bed and he's trying to convince me to have him come over. I immediately was like, no. Also, why didn't you ask when you said goodbye on the date? I just thought that was really weird. Anyway, it's the next day now, Sunday, and we're texting a little bit throughout the day. Nothing was weird or seemed off. I go to text him at like 4 p.m. today, and my number is blocked. I check Hinge, and he unmatched me.
Oh my God, he has a girlfriend.
Why are guys so weird? Blocking is so aggressive. In the end, this is why I hate Hinge, and I hate Hinge dates, lol. I want to meet someone through a friend in the real world. Anyway, love you guys, XOXO.
I feel you, Sam. And he has a girlfriend.
Or he's just a dick that wanted to have sex and then
like a quick lie.
Yeah, literally, like that was it seems very transactional for this dude,
for sure,
which is so messed up, and like you don't deserve that.
But it's so funny because now when I hear these things, I hear so much of the alternate end from like my very close friend who I live with and how he dates, and it's just so funny to hear the opposite.
What do you mean? Oh, like the other side of things, like he's the guy that does that
for like Hinge. Like Hinge is so transactional for him, where like literally calculating in his head, what is the likelihood that I will be able to go home with this girl after date one, and then that's like how he's bucketing. it's insane. But he's like, he's fine with it. He's like, this is what I'm out here for. He's like, I don't lie to anybody. Like, if somebody asks me if I'm interested in something long term, he's like, I am so straight up. And I'm like, nope, I want to have fun.
But how do you know that from like the first exchange on Hinge? Like before, like this girl went on this first date. How do you know what you're going into?
Well, there's really no way. Like, they have the tags where it's like, oh, I want a long term relationship, or oh, I want a short term relationship, or blah, blah, blah.
Which so like, does he have like no relationship at all? Is that an option?
If someone, you don't have to put it on there. If you say,
I don't have that on to you.
I think I might.
I had mine on. I said I wanted a long-term relationship, but it was kind of aggressive, but I was like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. I'm sending a message.
Whatever.
You can say, I think on Bumble, I don't know about on Hinge, but like you're looking for something casual. If you ever see that, run.
Yeah.
Run. Literally run.
I do. I have long-term relationship because I don't have time.
Oh, good. I should put that on.
Yeah, see what happens.
Except like Hinge is like, oh, exhausting.
I can't have another pen pal, so I'm going to have to wait until I can actually meet the person.
There you go. Yeah,
you don't have time for another person in the rotation. Two is where you hit your max.
I can't have another pen pal.
Two good morning texts are enough for you.
No. Wait, also Hinge is like literally so sick. Like it keeps telling me my most compatible is that guy that I went on multiple dates with that was giving me all the mixed signals. Like we called him mixed signals.
Yeah, why are they doing that?
My most compatible is
Why are they doing that?
All the time. And remember, it used to tell me my most compatible was like Hillstone after we had stopped seeing each other, and he unmatched me on Hinge, and then all of a sudden he just like floated back to the top of my Hinge
why
box.
Do they do that? They need to read the room.
Hinge tortures me. Anyways.
I feel bad for her though, but I'm just move on. Okay.
It's an ego thing.
It's such
an
ego thing.
Did you even like him?
Yeah. Ask yourself, did you even like him? Or are you just like upset that he...
Half the time I realize that literally all that I want is to know that they like me and to be able to be the one to not like them.
True.
Yeah, for sure. You want to be in the power play.
Yeah, right. But.
But at that point in time, like when you get ghosted after the first date, then I'm like, fuck. I don't know if I even liked them.
Yeah,
and they like, ghosted me.
Yeah. It's like all that for what? Right. Like I don't even like them.
Definitely an ego.
So after the first date, you walk out of it thinking to yourself, like, or just really like process it and be like, did I even like this person?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be butthurt if this doesn't go anywhere? Because did I even like them?
Now that blow to my ego to like shoots me down for a couple days at least.
Aligned.
Yeah.
Okay. This is more of a question. So it's advice segment. Boyfriend lied about moving in with me. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I've been listening for almost 2 years. Wow. Love you all. And have never felt like I've needed advice until now. So here's the rundown. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 years, and for the past 6-ish months, we've been talking about moving in together this fall, looking at apartments, furniture, thinking about routines. I was super excited to take the next step in our relationship. Well, come to find out last week that his parents are trying to convince him not to live with me and to stay living with his brother. He told his brother that they were living together again, and he decided not to tell me this for weeks. So for the past 2 to 3 weeks, whenever I'd bring up apartments I liked, he would just nod and smile along. I know it's technically not lying when I found out, But when I found out, I still felt hurt, confused, and frustrated. He said he would marinate on it and we could talk about it again, but he just found out that his current unit with his brother isn't available to re-sign and immediately said they were looking for other units. Is this a sign of something bigger slash not working out? Please help. Helpful info. I'm 24, graduated from college in 2023. He's 23, graduated from college this spring, and his brother is 25. His parents' argument is that he will save money living with his brother. I'm not sure how that tracks, but okay. He's been living with his brother for the past 2 years. His brother has a new but very committed girlfriend. He plans on proposing within a year. I'm not sure if that's relevant, but it's tea. We typically have good communication, so I'm confused why he was hiding this from me when it is to do with my life so much. Sorry if that was way too much information. Thanks for the help. Much love. A Midwest girl in crisis.
Oh, no.
Not to say that you have to live with your significant other before you propose, but is the brother going to propose while the brothers are living together?
I guess.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of interesting.
If they're signing a year lease.
Or maybe they think that is like this could be their last year to live together as brothers, and then he'll move in with his fiance and your boyfriend and you will move in together. But that's not fair to not be upfront about that and tell you.
Yeah, I think that part of it, like not being ready, isn't a sign that you're doomed.
Right.
Especially because you guys are young. You're 23 and 24.
Right.
Like that's young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm 28 and
very
I'm
young.
You know, thought about like the possibility of moving in with Jack, like even next year. And I'm like, am I too young for this? No, I'm actually 28. I'm going to be 29. That's not too young. Anyway, I think the problem is that he lied to you, that you were like telling him about apartments and stuff. And he was like, yeah, haha, cool. That's so messed up. That he like let you get excited about it and changed his mind and didn't say anything
to you. It's just very inconsiderate.
It sounds like he's a bad communicator and needs to be called out.
But she said that they've had good communication in the past. It's just about this thing. Like what's going on?
Maybe he's just super uncomfortable about it.
Yeah. Maybe he really was excited about it, and then this situation with his brother came up that they were going to continue living together, and then maybe he realized that that was a better plan for this coming year, but didn't know how to tell you because you were already doing all the legwork to try and find an apartment for the two of you.
They've been dating for 4 years, but so she's 24, so they started dating when she was 20, he was 19. I mean, you guys are really young. Like, things are different for everybody, obviously. Like, I wouldn't, like I said, see it as like a doomed relationship that you're not moving in together. Like, if it's another year that your brother is living with his brother and, or yeah. Your brother, oh my God, that your boyfriend is living with his brother. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. I do think that you need to have like a very serious sit down conversation with him about the fact that he was like lying to you about something that does affect your life so much. Like you moving into an apartment with your significant other is a big move. And the fact that you were so excited about it and he was just fully sitting there letting you get excited and fully knowing that he has no plans on living with you for this next year.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. You need to have like tell him how much that hurt your feelings. And that like you're seriously considering like what your future is even looking like if he's going to lie to you about something like that.
Yeah.
But then be open to discussing the fact that you might not be moving in with him next year. And I truly do not think that it's a sign of being a doomed relationship if you're not moving in together, even though you already said you were.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And I don't think it's like necessarily a red flag. I think some people might say that, but seeing all the facts here, I don't think so.
I think
the parents got in his head. The brother got in his head.
The way that you're thinking of it, from him lying to you, saying that you're moving in together, to maybe he had another conversation and just like doesn't know how to tell you without hurting your feelings or is trying to think about the best way to tell you.
Yeah, maybe it's him just trying to be too nice. Yeah. And he's like, oh God, I don't want to like hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst position to be in.
If it makes you feel any better, he's probably thinking about it a lot too.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, having the fact that his brother is older than him, there also might be an element of, there's that whole like brother dynamic, the older brother, younger brother situation of mm-hmm. like, you know, you always look up to your older brother, I'd say, like, or a lot of the time. I'm thinking of Jack and his brother, Dan. Like, you always tend to look up to your older sibling. And if like you're the first one, I don't know if the older brother has ever lived with someone before. Maybe he's kind of like waiting for the older brother to do it first. Mm-hmm. So then he kind of has like a blueprint, which I know is not like mm-hmm. right per se, but that could just be what he's feeling. He's like, oh, my brother's older than me and he hasn't, like, he's going to propose to his girlfriend first. He's going to do all this stuff first. So then right. I know yeah. what to do. Cause it's like, it is a scary next step to do something like that. Cause it's like, you know, what happens if it doesn't go well? You move out,
right.
break up. Like, for it's sure. like you either get married or whatever the next step is, yeah. or you break up and it's worse when you live with someone. It's messier.
Yeah.
So I think he's just being cautious maybe.
Yeah.
But no, you definitely need to have a nice, good chat with him
for sure.
about yeah. how this pissed you off and made you sad.
Yeah.
And also about future situations, let him know that it's better to just be upfront about it and rip the Band-Aid off, say what you need to say when you know that it's happening rather than, like, what is that, beat around the bush.
Yeah.
And just never say anything.
Yeah.
And hope that she finds out.
What is the origin of that saying, beat around the bush? Why are we beating around a bush? Why are we not beating around a bush? Why is there a bush?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to visualize that.
The bush that's being beaten around? Is it like a special bush?
I'm Googling
bush?
This. I am so curious.
Don't beat around the bush.
Oh, it believed to have originated from medieval hunting practices.
Oh.
Hunters would hire beaters to scare game birds out of the bush by making a commotion with sticks.
Oh.
Yeah. Beat around the bush.
Don't. We're really beaten.
I'm so confused yeah. as to why that would be applicable.
So beat around the bush, what does it mean again? It's like, oh, like, kind of like dance around the issue, like yeah. not confront the issue head on.
But if yeah. you're beating around the bush in the sense of the hunters and gatherers that you're mentioning, you're beating sticks around a bush to get prey to come out of it.
No, so like the beaters would circle the bush to avoid hitting it directly.
Oh.
So if like I there's see. Like a beehive or something in the bush, like they won't yes. like set off the bees on them.
I see.
So they just beat around the bush. So they still get like something to happen, but it isn't like a direct
I see. I see what's happening
beating
here.
On the bush.
They're beating right, around well, it.
Anyway.
You better tell them to stop beating around that bush, yeah. girl.
Yeah, so let us know.
Get like, in there. Get in that yeah. bush.
Get after it.
Her question is this a sign of something bigger / not working out? Like I said, I don't think you have anything to worry about in that realm. I think he's just being super cautious.
Yeah.
But you definitely need to like communicate the fact that this upset you, because then he will, if you don't, he might do this something like this again.
It also shady shit. Lays the groundwork for you to open up that conversation to be like, do you see yourself or see us staying together mm-hmm. still?
True. Like, be like, this really scared me about the yeah. future of our relationship. You need to get like confirmation from him that all is well on his end. This is his time. Like, if he needs to say something, this is the time right. to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be clear about that, because like, you know,
give us an update.
It's been 4 years. You've dated this guy for 4 years. Like, right. come on.
Your
it's like,
time is valuable.
You need to know what's yeah. what's actually happening here.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Anyway. Yeah.
And girls, that's all we have time for today. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye.
So Corny Collins wrap.
No, that was
up.
So Corny Collins of you.
What's corny? Who's Corny Collins?
Oh, you have to watch Hairspray.
Oh no.
Corny Collins? You don't know?
No.
It's the Corny Collins show.
No.
It was so you.
It's from Hairspray.
Oh.
Okay,
corny. You have like a radio voice going right now.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna play a video.
How do you not know what any of this stuff is?
Have you
know.
Even seen Hairspray?
No, but a radio voice in general, you're just like being so like low and
like mellow tone.
No, it's giving like and tonight on Drive at 5
right.
and tonight on Match Made in Manhattan
yeah
with Katie, Colby and Adam
we're Girls. Signing off.
Should I end it? Are
all
we still
fair.
Are we
Bye.
Still rolling?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets.
More savings, more cheer.